all eyes are on Washington. We're looking to see if our good friends in Congress can get another round of fiscal stimulus out the door. It appears like the U.S. economy certainly needs it, but we're just not sure whether we can get there. Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government budget reporter, joins us now. Jack, you know, there seems to be a belief that fiscal stimulus, another round, is needed. Yet this Congress, who did so well last time around, doesn't seem to be able to get out of its own way. Where are we with potentially another round of fiscal stimulus?
We haven't really gotten much good news, at least not from the principal negotiators. Speaker Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin haven't been able to meet in the middle. Clearly, there is some pressure on moderate lawmakers. We're hearing from a 50-group member of Democrats and Republicans saying they're going to put out their compromise plan that comes out to about $1.5 trillion. But that doesn't have sign-off from anyone who really matters. So unless there is a real breakthrough in the next few days, or at least by next week, they're going to have to turn their attention to just funding the government and then getting back out on the campaign trail. So it's really not good news yet from anybody who's in a position to take something to the floor.
So it just seems to me, in a political year, I mean, it's in everybody's best interest to push money out into the economy with an election 2 months away. What's the holdup here?
Well, there's probably one area where I would disagree, because if you remember when the Senate Republicans put out their $1 trillion more conservative plan, there were conservative lawmakers who didn't like that. And so it's not so clear that in the Senate, the Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson types really want to see much more, at least before the election. If you ask them, they'd probably come up with ideas that they could support. But when we're talking about a $3.5 trillion offer from Democrats, a $1 trillion from sort of the mainline Senate Republicans, and a potential two-something trillion-dollar middle ground, there are a number of conservatives who think that's significantly too much.
Jack, I want to rip up the script, and we can do this because you're steeped in Washington. I am fascinated by the latest focus, particularly in Florida, on the Latino vote. It's been written about over the weekend, folks, 4, 5, 6 articles of great length and great substance as well. Is Washington depeopled by Latino politicians for both President Trump and Vice President Biden? I'm thunderstruck by the lack of Latino visibility in both campaigns. Are you surprised by that?
I guess I maybe shouldn't be surprised by it, but it is a stark issue when you compare Biden's polling numbers among Hispanic voters to those that Clinton got. Now, Biden is appearing to outperform her pretty broadly, especially with white voters. But this is an area where the socialist attack line against Democrats, especially in Florida, among Cuban more conservative voters, probably has an effect. And it is a nationwide, or at least a pretty broad issue for Biden among Hispanic voters, although I think that may reflect a focus more than we saw from Clinton on white working class Rust Belt voters.
What will you be watching for? And I mean, the president jets off today in support of his Latino vote. What will you be watching for from both candidates as they jockey for position in Arizona, in Texas, and in Florida?
Honestly, the answer to that, I think, is do they maintain the breadth of those battlegrounds? Is Arizona really a pivotal state? Right now, it looks like it could be. Does Florida continue to be competitive? How does Biden balance that with the focus on the Rust Belt? Those states look more competitive than Ohio. Does Ohio sort of drop off the map? Over time, the battleground kind of narrows. excuse me. And I'm curious to see if it continues to be quite as broad, what falls off the map for both Trump and Biden over the next couple of months? That's, I think, the key issue there.
Jack Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. From Washington with Bloomberg News as well.